It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
What's that, Kenny?
I was surprised that the show's over and it's time to podcast.
Right, when you're having fun. Like we had a blast today.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that a group of, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but why is it a group of professional women have not gotten together to present a broadcast?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So a full female morning show.
No, I mean a broadcast, like instead of a podcast.
Oh, call it a broad. Oh, call their podcast
a broadcast. Have you looked up whether that's there? Because there's a million podcasts out there. So
I haven't.
Probably a broadcast.
So you're saying the broadcast podcast.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's genius.
That's like what this is.
Uh-huh. That's a great idea.
Heather, if you could put together a group of, let's say, 3 to 4 women to join you on a broadcast
Kevin,
podcast.
Pete, you in? Oh, I'm sorry. You know?
But like what, you know, other celebrity women would you like to compile for like this broadcast?
I don't know. I don't know anyone.
She's comfortable with.
I don't know anyone.
She's really comfortable.
I don't know anyone, but like
she's comfortable working with us.
Yep.
But I think if you did have an all-female podcast, maybe Bitches in Heat might be a great name for.
But none of us would be in heat if we're all my age.
Well, Google that and see if that's been used up. But broadcast.
I'm looking it up right
now. The broadcast podcast.
Well, yeah. I would subscribe to that.
I might bite that.
I mean, just off the bat, there's 111 female-hosted podcasts that they're talking
about. But I may buy that domain.
They're not called the broadcast podcast.
I haven't bought a domain in a while. I used to buy them all the time, the domains, and thinking that I was going to make a ton of money.
Beautiful.
Maybe I'll buy that one today. Sorry, and I'll take ownership of it.
So it'd be like Heather, Sherry Spear, Elena Pinto, and Jadia and Thompson. See, I'd subscribe to that podcast.
There it is, right there. Wow, that would be amazing.
Like, it's funny you couldn't think of anybody to have on your show.
I wouldn't even be in that podcast.
Speaking of Elena Pinto.
I'd have nothing
you'd
to
host
say.
The damn
well, Heather's
thing.
Like us. We don't know anybody in the business.
Yeah.
Like, right. Other than the people that we work with. We're not out in those.
Yeah, and I don't really feel like
we don't network with other radio personalities.
That's a fact.
And do I really want to be the one person who's in a podcast of all of Kenny's fantasies? Like, me hosting the three women Kenny seems to dig.
Oh, not just me.
You're Charlie's Angels doing a podcast.
Those are your top three, and then there's other people who have that. That's not where I want to be.
Kenny has put together.
Heather, will you please get together with the three women I like the most in media and host their podcast?
Although I think if you did reach out to Elena Pinto, she'd probably take it in a heartbeat.
She'll do anything right now.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. How is she not working in television?
She's a pro. I mean, just think about what she did at that station at Channel 7.
She was
trafficked, then she was a reporter, right, in the field. Then she was on the anchor desk.
Right.
She was good.
I'm surprised that she has not been picked up by, you know, everybody knows that Elena Pinto was fired for appearing in the Adam Sandler movie, dressed kind of sexy
as a
sexy news anchor. So
I can't find broadcast. There's a bunch of different things, too.
The broadcast podcast. I'm writing that down. The broadcast. I swear I'm going to.
It's kind of a throwback, isn't it?
Do you find that term offensive?
I don't think it'd be socially acceptable
Heather,
anyway.
Broad?
No.
I think women, if it's. It'd be one thing if we put it together. I think if a bunch of women get together and they call it a broadcast,
yeah.
I think it's...
Because I don't use that word in a derogatory way, broad.
Right.
I use it in an old-timey black-and-white movie kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Listen, you broad.
Yeah, right.
Is that to the missus or what?
Is the missus... I sometimes call the wife the broad or a broad.
Yeah. Heather, I think you'll...
I just haven't used that on
I think you'll be pleased
wife.
With this, and Heather, might be something you might want to participate in. You know, I said that you could probably make $1 million off your feet, selling pictures of your feet.
You have tiny feet.
To creepy guys. But this is safe. This is the Magellan TV is offering to pay three people $100 an hour for 24 hours. You have to watch true crime documentaries. So you're watching 24 hours straight of true crime documentaries. They'll give you $2,400.
Oh.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm Friday and Saturday.
Do you have to write about it when you're done?
You got to do something after watching it, right? Where's the work?
Go on their website, Magellan TV. Deadline to apply is May 5th.
By the way, congratulations on saying Magellan and not Magellan, like you probably would have yesterday.
I don't know anything about that.
You said magenta yesterday for a really long time instead of magenta.
You didn't hear that, Kenny? I deliberately, for comical reasons, I screwed up. A lot of times I'll screw words up because I know that other will bark
that
at me.
That would say so much for you if you actually did that on purpose.
Are you talking about this broad right here?
But I know you didn't, because when I said magenta, you looked over and that look you make like, oh, shit, what did I just say?
And you just couldn't let it go, right?
Well, actually, Pete looked at me first.
We'll stop looking at each other.
Like, well, we have the clear line.
Well,
you're
Pete's,
blocked.
Pete's very circuitous.
Circuitous, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm all
well,
over
Pete, don't you have like a minor in English or something?
Oh, don't bring that up.
Didn't you minor in it?
It's meaningless.
I minored in Native American literature. You don't see me talking about it. Yeah. I mean, how are we supposed to use any of that?
I mean, I took English classes because they were easy for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And ended up minoring without even knowing it because I took so many.
We didn't mention it on the show today, but apparently we're going to get some information about the investigation into Tiger Woods' recent wreck after all.
Oh, we are?
So it's supposed to come out today. So we'll see.
Is Tiger Woods the one releasing it or the sheriff? Because the sheriff said he had to talk to Tiger Woods first.
L.A. Right? County Sheriff's Department will release the accident report later today. So we'll find out.
Well, that's interesting you say it, because I watched Rory McIlroy yesterday from the Masters, you know, doing his press conference, and they asked him about Tiger Woods. And all the golfers that live in that area where mm-hmm. Tiger lives have gone to visit him. And Rory's one of them. And McIlroy said, after looking at those videos and, the still shots of the car and stuff, you would think that he would be in the hospital for a year, right? Well, he walked in the house and he's like, it's amazing. It wouldn't surprise me if he's back for 2022 mm-hmm. for the Masters.
I mean, based on how he looked when he
walked.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I find it hard to believe, though, with all the other injuries he's had before that accident.
He was already recovering from a back surgery, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'd be curious. See, they don't know if he was on something. So, you know, that there's not going to be anything related to any results. You know, toxicology results or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we won't see that. So I think he might have been suicidal and just floored it.
I don't necessarily think we need to know that.
No skidding was reported. So, All right. Is that it? We're podcasting. Thank you for joining the broadcast podcast.
You don't have to say that at the end. Just end it.
We've renamed it the broadcast podcast.
Snuff it out, Kevin.
Because of your giant tits.
Snuff it out.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.